Good day, this is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 425 for Tuesday, June 9th. I'm Taryn Shields. Canola contracts on the ICE Futures Canada platform were down slightly amid choppy activity Tuesday morning. Traders were waiting for some fresh news before making any big moves. Positioning ahead of Wednesday's monthly USDA supply and demand report was also a feature of the activity. Canola values in Winnipeg were anywhere from $2 to $3 lower, July down $2.90 at $494.10 per ton. The market also ran into resistance when it hit the $500 level in the July contract. The upswing in the value of the Canadian dollar was bearish as it made canola less attractive to crushers and exporters. The large global oilseed supply situation was also overhanging the market. However, some spillover support came from the gains seen in Chicago soy oil and soybean futures. Worries about tight Canadian canola supplies, as weather problems persist in Western Canada, were also underpinning prices. Parts of Alberta and Saskatchewan are still in need of rain, while areas in Manitoba are experiencing excess moisture. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all untraded. In the U.S., grain and oilseed values were mostly higher Tuesday morning. Chicago soybean futures were anywhere from 4 to 8 cents stronger, July up 8 cents at $9.52 a bushel. The gains were linked to a slower-than-expected planting pace in late Monday afternoon's weekly USDA crop report. As of Sunday, 79% of soybeans were seeded in the U.S., below the average of 81%. Of the crops that are seeded, 69% were in good to excellent condition, down from 74% at the same time a year ago. But the U.S. soybean crop is expected to still be very large, and competition from South America remains very strong, which were both limiting the advances. Corn futures were mostly firmer following the gains seen in wheat and soybeans. Prices for corn were anywhere from 3 cents lower to 2 cents higher. July was up 1¾ cents at $3.67 per bushel. Concerns about wet weather causing problems for some farmers trying to seed the last few fields of corn in the U.S. were also supportive, though news that China has large corn stocks weighed on values, as did reports that the U.S. corn crops remain in excellent condition. Wheat values in Chicago were stronger, reacting to news that winter wheat crop conditions in the U.S. dropped 1 percentage point to 43% good to excellent. Values for wheat were anywhere from 3 to 5 cents higher, July up 4 cents at $5.32 a bushel. Further support came from news that the U.S. winter wheat harvest is only 4% complete, behind the 5-year average of 12% finished. However, the large global supply situation and some profit-taking on recent gains helped limit the advances. That's a look at this morning's markets from ICE Futures Canada and Chicago. This is the Farm Market News for Tuesday, June 9th. I'm Taryn Shields.